Great. My name is Lindsay, and I went to Australia this past semester for my senior fall, and I was on the Gold Coast. Kind of one of the cool things about Australia is it's really different from studying abroad in Europe because, well, it's different for a lot of reasons, obviously, but also in Europe, I feel like there's a lot of different places to travel, and in Australia, there are kind of like main cities to travel to, but it's not necessarily like you're traveling every weekend. So one of the times, so I went to Sydney, I was on the Gold Coast. We went to Cairns to go scuba dive in the Great Barrier Reef. But one of my favorite memories was we went to Melbourne, which is kind of like a more upscale city. Like it feels, I don't want to equate it to New York City because it's just not like New York City at all. But that's kind of the vibe that you kind of get. It's kind of more posh. And we went there for the weekend and we were in the city for a day, which was really fun. And then the next day we were going to go on the Great Ocean Road, which seems so common knowledge now, the Great Ocean Road, but I had no idea what it was. And it's literally this one highway that's like 6 hours to drive down it, and it's just like 360 views of the ocean the whole entire time. It's literally insane. So it was 11 girls, and we had two camper vans that were 2 5-person camper vans. And we're in the city all day, it's fun, we're like thinking about the next day. We go to bed in our hostel and we wake up and we're like, okay, great, we're gonna send one group to go and get food from the grocery store, and the other group's gonna go get the vans. So it's me, my friend Evie, Paige, and Steph, and we go up to this van place called Wicked Camper Vans. It's like a very like well-known camper van rental place. And so we walk up and we start looking at all these vans. They have graffiti all over them. They're like so obviously disgusting, like have never been cleaned, like that kind of deal, but it's really exciting. And we walk up to the camper vans and we start looking inside all the windows, and we start realizing that they're all stick shift.
Oh my gosh.
So we look around and we're like, okay, like we're not gonna panic. So we look at more vans to see if they're all really stick shift. Literally every single van we look at, we probably look at 15, and they all have a stick shift. And we're like, none of us, like literally not one of us knew how to drive a stick shift. We had two girls who were from Norway and they had driven a stick shift once. So I walk into the camper van place and I'm just gonna like come clean, like, hey, none of us know how have any idea how to drive a stick shift. Is there like a, I don't know what it's called, automatic? Mm-hmm. Is there an automatic we can get? One of my friends, Evie, she's from Chicago, she's Googling how to drive a stick shift. Mm-hmm. So two of them are like plotting, like, okay, we're gonna like pull off into like a parking lot and we'll learn how to drive a stick shift. And then we'll take 11 girls and we'll drive on the Great Ocean Road with the stick shift that we've never driven before. Mm-hmm. So that was confusing. And I just think that's a situation, like, had it happened to me in the United States, like, my friends and I would have panicked. We would have been like, no, this was ruined, we can't do it, like, it's all done. But, like, that just wasn't the case at all in Australia because we just didn't have any expectations of what the trip was going to be, so this wasn't, like, a huge, like, it was almost funny, and it's really funny now. At the time, we were, like, a little bit freaked out. But we walk in, and I say to the guy, I was like, look, I'm American, I don't know how to drive a stick shift. What do I do? He's like, oh my gosh, no, we assume everyone who rents our vans is American. Like anyone who has a US license, we go ahead and give an automatic one too.
Wow.
Yeah. So crisis averted, and we had an automatic van, and it ended up being so fun. That night we pulled into a campsite. We didn't know it was gonna be cold because we're like, oh, Australia, we'll just wear our jean skirts we've worn all semester. Not the case. We froze our butts off. We didn't sleep, like literally, one second the whole entire night because we were so cold. So it was just like kind of cool, and I think just sums up my experience in the sense of it was so, like, I didn't have any expectations, so like it was okay that everything kind of went wrong, and it ended up being like such a sweet memory and so different than I had expected.
Do you think that, so being in that moment of when you were like, we're gonna have to drive stick shift, how did that like almost like affect you and change you? Like, did you learn from that experience kind of?
Yeah, I learned that I should do a lot more research before I rent a camper van that I have volunteered to drive on the side of the road I've never driven on before. But I also think it just showed me like there's so many things I get so bent out of shape about, and like I let affect my mood, or I let like ruin my day, and that just kind of like in hindsight, it's like it doesn't matter. Like, it was still a great trip despite that really big mess up that we had no idea we were potentially gonna have to drive a stick shift. And yes, it worked out, but I think it just taught me like to chill out, kind of.
Yeah. And do you think, like, having that problem made you kind of become closer as a group, like, when you tried figuring out, like, the challenge by yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's one of those situations we were like, okay, we're in this situation. We paid a lot of money for this van. we've got a half of the group of girls getting groceries. Like, we're going to make it work. So it was kind of like that could have tore us apart. And friendships abroad are just so different because you only have those 3.5 months together. So I think things that would bother you in the States or things that would bother you with friends that you're with for 4 years just don't seem as, like, critical in those moments. So it definitely brought us together. And when we got back to our school on the Gold Coast, it was, like, hysterical when we told the story, even though, like, in that moment was tense. Yeah. But I think it just enhanced the experience, like, looking back on it.
Amazing.
Cool. Bye.